This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
You always get your way, and always meet Chevrolet.
Hey! Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not. Hey, it's our halfway to Christmas. Christmas in July. Christmas in July, everybody.
I guess it technically is Christmas in July.
New feature we're going to get right out of the gate on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. It's commercials we don't understand. Rob, are you familiar with the Deans?
The Deans? No, help me.
Well, let's run the commercial without any hesitation.
All right.
Here we go. I'm Leslie Dean.
I'm Daisy Dean.
Welcome to Dean and Company. Watch, and you could see your relatives.
What? Or your friends.
Or it could even be you.
So get comfortable.
And don't go away, because we'll be right back.
It's time for top award-winning Dean and Company.
Top award-winning.
And right all three there. Of them are there, and you might see your friend. I don't have any idea what that is. It seems to be a local commercial. I don't know. You know, Mike, you often run the beginning of the show with a small clip, and I was excited today to play the Oarsman Chevrolet jingle because that is an ad that explains things, and I think it might be the greatest local ad in the history of Washington, D.C. television.
Whole ad or just the jingle?
Well, I mean, the whole ad has it would start with a guy and his wife, and they were like the Lockhorns. They were unhappy, and they would say, I want a blue car, and she would say, I want a yellow car, and it was a heated argument, and then they would roll out a car that was painted half blue and half yellow, and the salesman would point at them and say, you always get your way at Oarsman Chevrolet, and there's a whole song, and I'm sure you remember it, right?
Is it Patton Oswalt, our friend Patton?
He does Oarsman Dodge. Yes.
Oarsman Dodge. You can depend on Oarsman Dodge. Great something and great price.
Great names. Great cars. Price.
Oh, great names. And then your pal at Fair Oaks Dodge for trucks and things. Your pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
And they ruined it all when they started. Who was the family that did Mark Down? Was that Stolman? That had a character called Mark Down.
And it sucked.
Right. Yeah.
And he was like this bookish
nerd. A judge, maybe?
Yeah, he had a judge. He had a judge cape on.
Right.
And he was Mark Down. Pulled out of their ass. No thought went into it whatsoever because you put him in a judge's gown. What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing at all. But as you probably know with this ham-handed reference, I would like to sing you the entire Oarsman song, because even though they haven't run it in 30 years, it is still in my head. And it goes like this. You always get your way at Oarsman Chevrolet. It's the number one dealer with the number one deal. Step right in and get behind the wheel. We have service, selection, and credit while you wait.
Yep.
Step right onto Oarsman and drive on home today. Oh, you always get your way at Oarsman Chevrolet. Hey!
Bingo. Yep. Patton did
great
an opening.
Yep.
We had good local commercials for car dealers.
Yes, we did.
Most markets did.
Right.
L.A. had that guy that everybody talked about, right?
It's definitely a top 10 market. You're not going to see that in, like, Cincinnati. I don't think you're going to see good jingle in
Cincinnati.
Or are you? I enjoyed.
Maybe. Who knows?
In D.C., we got Eastern Motors.
Motors, where your jobs,
later.
Your credit.
Where your jobs, your credit, yes.
Your jobs, your credit. Yes.
Your jobs. Oh, now see.
Well, that's how they said it, Mike.
No, you've gone too far. You've gone too far because you are a white devil. You are protected suburban devil. That was your job is your credit. How it's pronounced depends on the person who's speaking.
I was actually quoting the jingle where I believe it was the other.
Yo.
I think so. Josh, is there any chance you could bring up the jingle?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
And also, Mike, well, if we get away from the singing jingles, what about Kiss My Bumper? percent of insurance.
Just kiss it. We had that guy on the show.
That's right.
The comedian.
Yes, he was.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Very, very funny. I worked for Big Auto in Washington, D.C. I worked for the Coons family.
As did I for a while, yes.
Oh, JKJ, yes.
Coons is the person who has the creepy girl that just... Crystal Coons.
Oh, Crystal Coons.
Crystal Coons.
Stares at the camera now.
Yeah, she never blinks. Did you know that?
JLP Design says, yo job, yo credit. No, Mike, you are wrong, friend. I stand corrected if it's true, but I have no evidence to
we need
corroborate
evidence.
That.
You know, I'm technically a cousin. I'm a cousin to the Coons family.
Here we go.
So I appreciate it.
No, wrong, JLP.
You know, I stand corrected.
No, another bigot. Rob's bigot friends.
Yep.
Rob's bigot friends.
To be fair, I'm a disgrace. Josh is a bigot. I'm a disgrace.
Now, unless there's another version, because they had lots of commercials.
They did.
But it doesn't.
That was, by the way, the man who replaced me on the radio in D.C., Mr. LeVar Arrington.
Oh, I thought that was Chad. I the image wasn't very clear. I couldn't.
Chad
tell.
Replaced me as well. It was Chad and LeVar Arrington.
Yeah,
I think technically, if you wanted to be pure. You were replaced by Chad, and I was replaced by LeVar.
LeVar was the title on that.
Okay, all right.
Because it was LeVar and Dukes.
I was thinking of Chad more as the anchor of the show, though.
Well, so. Josh, what you don't remember, we had a short period of time where it was, Wadhams and the asshole.
Well, that was after midnight, right?
Yeah, that was a good show. Everyone loved that.
Now, before we move any further, and I don't care if it's a repeat, it's time to check in with our friend Larry. Larry, find out what they're up to today. Larry Pennington has a...
We have a wonderful listener named Craig Horleman who gave us lots of information about them. Apparently, they are quite noted in the Delmarva area. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's check in with Larry. All right. Hi, Larry.
I'm Larry Pennington. Welcome to my thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is Saturday.
We're
going to go to the Blue Moon. They have that half-price hat there.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one.
You know what he says?
Which one did you want? You sent me five. We've been through them all.
Have we been through them all?
Yes.
Well, you don't want to play. It's quite simple. You don't want to play the one you played yesterday.
Yeah, you rotate from the bottom.
Remember, it was the whole 4th of July, and we talked about his red, white, and blue hat, and the hat was over the top. I remember shows.
Yeah.
At least the ones from yesterday.
When he talks about his thrifted home. Oh, forgive me.
Thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
That's quite a floor. Look at that floor.
Wednesday night, we had to go to Dover for an appointment this morning, which took an hour to get there, an hour to get back.
Oh, God.
2 hours. Then who has the time? Whole afternoon rearranging the screen porch. Getting it to work our way. I want it to work.
Right.
Moving some furniture.
Exactly.
I'm tired. But
he's tired.
Let's see. Oh, I have to tell you what I'm wearing first, don't I? This is Belk.
Belk.
It's saddle
he
red.
Loves that brand.
Shirt yes, came from Belk. I love the shirt.
I do, too.
Came from Belk.
I do.
My white shoes, white belt. And I love the way this jacket goes so well with this shirt.
It does.
Let's see what. Dave is wearing.
Come on, Dave.
Come on in, Dave.
We are very coordinated. Dave is wearing the pink jacket. This is saddlebred from Belk. This, however, is from J. Crew. Wonderful blue pants, white belt.
Wonderful.
White shoes, his blue pocket
I love
square.
These guys.
Oh, and we have this little pin.
Pin.
So, American flag,
And tonight is our group, but it's the... Black Tie Club International, and once a month, the last Wednesday of the month, they do Boys Night Out. So we're all meeting at Aqua this evening. So
all
the
right.
gang will be there.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bob's your uncle.
Bob's
Larry,
your uncle.
A wonderful evening.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
it. See you
when
at
he
Aqua.
Says he has, I know he gets a lot of his clothes secondhand, which is probably why Josh loves him so bad.
Right. Because I know you have a question that I have too, and I won't be able to answer, but I go ahead and share your question because
he
it's
says
valid.
He has a thrifted home, which means much of the stuff in the house, I assume, is thrifted.
I don't know.
Do you suppose there's a? Is there a certain smell that you can identify, Josh, when you go into a thrift store? And if so, do you fancy the fact that Dave and Mr. Pennington live in a house that smells like a thrift store? Well, because it seems to be a lot of secondhand stuff in there.
A thrift store's got like a dusty, musky smell.
Mm-hmm. No, that house wouldn't have that. Everything would be immaculate in that house.
I think there's a cleaner that comes.
Of course. Look at the way the house is laid out.
I don't think they can afford a housekeeper. Dave might clean it.
I now see you're just pulling that. You're opening your mouth and seeing what comes out.
There are no wrong answers.
They are a fastidious couple who maintain an immaculately clean house. And you now not only trying to say they can't afford a housekeeper, which is dead wrong. They have two homes, Rob. And so they can afford housekeepers in both of their Florida and their Maryland location. And I would go so much as to go further and say that these two gentlemen,
yes,
are well-heeled.
Okay, yeah. Well, one of them was a teacher, one's a military vet.
So their house would not smell.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. I mean, if you have enough thrifted items in the house, porous thrifted items that might hold a smell, might be hard to fight. That's all I'm saying.
I think your office would smell worse than their home.
Well, then, if that's the case, their home smells great. I mean, because my office is awesome.
Oh, the crap you've got behind you probably reeks.
Nothing porous back
of
there.
Mustiness.
No. Mustiness is the enemy of the hoarder because it decays it. That's why I keep a cool temperature.
I have seen the show Hoarders, Rob Spiewak, and I would venture to say that hoarders have definitely musty-smelling homes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess you're right.
If not human feces.
None must at my house, though, Mike.
Yes.
Keep everything clear because, you know, Carrie wants to sell it the minute I set 1 foot in a hospital. She wants it out.
I hate the fact that I have to qualify videos, but you know what? When you do what I do, sometimes you feel it's necessary.
Sure.
I want everybody to know that I'm going to play a clip from this genius of a fiddle player, and he is sometimes, I would think that people, because of his look, he's blind and he's a little portly. His look has nothing to do with anything. You're absolutely right. And I'm not putting this video up for any other reason than to show, an example of someone who took his talent that he had, regardless of the obstacles he had in his life, and overcame it to the point where I've never seen anyone play fiddle like this. This is a guy named Michael Cleveland. He is a bluegrass fiddle player. He, I believe, is blind since birth, and I read that he has 80% hearing loss in one ear. That may not be the only issue he has from birth, but I'm not quite sure. Doesn't really matter.
Current? Is he from some years ago? What is his? Does he still work?
He's played with Billy Strings, so that would tell me he's relatively current. I believe he is in his 40s, so he is current. Let's take a look at if you like this guy. If you like bluegrass, you're gonna love this. If you don't, pound sand. Let's take a look at Michael Cleveland right here. What happened? Are we getting is that a video from?
I think it's cutting off right there for some reason.
If you can retrieve something longer, that's the exact video that Josh, I didn't tell Josh which one to grab of this guy, but that's the exact video that I wanted. And if you can get a longer version of that, that would be awesome. I'd really, really love to share that with everybody.
Bluegrass violin is about speed. And not only is he fast, there is a sweet tone to that, because if you play a violin too fast, a lot of times it can come off harsh.
But he's got
such technique there.
Have you ever had the opportunity to pick up a violin and see what it sounds like and play with it and stuff like that? I mean, it always struck me as something that the precision required to hit the notes has to be so flawless, because otherwise you get that screechy, nasty, off-tone thing.
If you're using a bow on four strings that are basically in a row, I mean, they have different levels.
Right.
But it's just the very fact you can hit one string is skill.
Yeah,
and the
crazy
fact you can hit them at that speed is crazy. I love it. I love it.
There you go.
Thank you. That's the only lick I know.
That's the only lick I know. I beg to differ, Michael Cleveland.
You can see him August 13th in Gettysburg.
Ah, go see him. I was awestruck.
It's amazing. Good.
That is
so good.
Just, I mean, I urge you to take a look at the whole video online. That is just amazing, man. I mean, and I love the, here's the greatest thing I think in the world about the internet, is that the internet finds you things that you have never been aware of.
Exactly.
And delivers them right into your home. And I was absolutely, I must have watched that one particular tape where he's playing live. I must have watched it 10 times the other night. It was that fabulous, you know?
It's very fun to watch his face because he knows what he's doing.
Oh, my God. And he's been doing it since he was a pup. It's fantastic, really.
And bluegrass is a fun genre nowadays. And country was like this for a while, but bluegrass is, I think, the last standing genre of music, pop music, that it strives in sounding clean and clear with a beautiful capture.
Well, you know, it's relatively new to me still is Billy Strings, who is, you know, tours with everybody. Everybody knows who he is now. And I enjoy that, too. It's just refreshing, pure.
That's a great word
for
it. Pure
musicianship, you know. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, it's something that when you see it, you appreciate it. You know, it's like watching our friend Fred Vigdor play the sax. Live.
I mean, beauty.
The guy is just absolutely incredible.
Of all the things you said, I think pure is the best description of that. That's magnificent.
Let me tell you what's not pure.
Okay.
I want all the feedback I can get from people, and thank you for all your comments. I love Shannon Fisher says, I'm glad Mike's algorithm has steered away from Russian death videos and onto something a little more positive.
That is good. That is good.
Always good news.
All right, so I don't know, it was 3 days, 4 days ago. I think maybe 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. We come in, and it's averaging about 95 to 100 degrees here in Southwest Florida. It's what we're used to. It's where we live. We get it. That's the way it works. However, it still doesn't take away from the fact that if you have a house with no air conditioning, you're going to have a problem on your hands. And so when I came in, I believe it was probably Friday of last week or Saturday, and I look, and on the thermostat, you got a black screen. There's nothing on there. Is nothing. And
you've had this happen before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people have down in this part of the world. Yeah. And I look at this thing, and it's dead, Dom. It's dead in the water. And I think I have an idea of what it is. There's the little drain tube that comes off the. It's a condensation drain that all these units have, and we live in the.
Clogged.
It's so humid, and so Michael's home. I'm out. Carla's out. No one's home, but the guy's coming by in short because you want to get him as soon as you can. And by the way. A credit to all these HVAC companies down here. A lot of them do the 24/7 thing where they get somebody out there to deal with it. So this works out well for us.
Do you have like a service plan or do you just have a guy you call?
I didn't have a service plan. The company that I purchased my air conditioning system from a couple of years ago has been bought up by a new company. That happens all the time, too. Mm-hmm. somebody bumper sticker said it's hard with AC to cool 6,000 square feet. I wish I had that. Yes, it's hard to cool the west and the east wing. Very, very difficult.
It is. You don't choose. You have to choose. It's like Mr. Freeze used to have those little regions where you had to stay in the warm area.
So Carla handles the call through my son with this guy. over the phone. And okay. the way it's explained to me at a later hour is that he cleaned the drain and said we could probably use some sort of unit to put disinfectant in it.
Bleach down there.
Well, that's the DIY people that tell you. We'll get to that in a second. But he says, to make a long story short, Carla's only quote, God bless her heart, was he tried to sell me something. And I did buy one thing. He bought the service plan. Now, the service plan essentially is you pay one number to get him to come out and clean your system twice a year.
Now, remember, it wasn't but a month and a half ago that you guys gave me all kinds of grief for having a service plan for my air conditioning unit.
Okay.
Because, and basically, I haven't had any problems with it since we had it installed a few years ago, but he does come out and service it every spring and every fall. And I think it's important that you maintain it. So I'm glad you did that.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
All right. Well, I'm just letting, know what I'm doing? I'm commenting in real time.
I understand, Rob, I'm happy that your guy is working out for you.
Okay.
I really, really am. But I come home, we have air conditioning that's functioning, and the temperature says 76 degrees. And an hour later, 76 degrees. Then an hour later than that, 76. Then it's nighttime.
Well, close
time to go
window.
To bed. Temperature goes.
and turn off that fireplace. I know you've temperature got the gas fireplace.
Temperature goes down at night. It's fine. Wake up in the morning. I'm out of the house before I know what's going on. Next evening, 76. Then we get a little bit of a break, and we don't really notice it. And then yesterday, I look up, and I came out from doing this very show. And I sit down in my spot, my well-worn spot in the 6,000-square-foot home.
Yes.
I look at the blank thermostat. Black.
The screen black is all dark night. Again. Yeah.
Black is night.
A thousand midnights, yeah.
Black is a thousand midnights. That's what I was looking for. And I look over and nothing. Call the company. And I said, not sure what's going on, but we died again. And by the way, I wasn't here when the service call was made, but I'm not sure whether it was done properly because the temperature has been roughly 76 degrees since this service call, and we purchased a service plan, was done.
I won't follow up on this one question, but I ask one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
When it was 76 in your house, what do you estimate the temperature outside is? And not the feels like, but the actual temperature.
Mid to upper 90s.
Okay. Continue, please.
Because there's always that issue.
Well, no. You're doing PR for the HVAC companies, guys.
I'm not. Don't give me this.
If the temperature is this outside, it should be this inside.
I've heard from several people, not just AC people, but handy people, people that don't have anything to do with it. They say that an air conditioner is overtaxed if you ask it to keep it more than 20 degrees lower than it is outside.
Well, let's say it was 94.
Okay, so then you know what? You need to bump up your power. Because
can we move on, please?
Yeah. I didn't want to follow up on it. It was for my own edification.
Yours works perfectly, and I gave you a hard time for the service plan. I'm getting to the most important thing here about
the crux of your gist.
Debacle.
Okay.
So I called super nice lady at the company that will henceforth be named Fuck a Mayor.
Oh, sounds very nice.
So
is she the director of first impressions? She's not an actual repairman.
Fuck a Mayor, can we help you? I got this quick. We'll have someone out there in, and I think she might have said, we'll get your tech out there. Within 2 hours. Just fantastic. I mean,
since they've assigned you your own tech.
Well, it's also the end of the business day.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about this. And I said, this will be fantastic just to get it to, and I'll be able to get some answers as to, with all the work that was done and the purchase of a service plan,
what the hell's going on here?
Is that the tone
you take when you call any service person?
It's hot. My shorts
So
I understand you just bought a service plan. Are you happy with it?
Oh, no.
All right. So the guy is on his way. And then much sooner than the 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the guy shows up. And, you know, Rob, I used to have a name on the old show.
Yeah.
For listeners that were lying to us, my nickname was...
You said you had a skill. You had the BS detector.
The crap detector.
Crap detector, yeah.
Was always... And I was pretty good at it, right?
Yeah.
I believe that after years in broadcasting and working, not only with the general public, but with, slightly dishonest people in my chosen profession.
Yeah, and the signal that your radio station, it reached all over the Washington, D.C. metro, including some regions of Virginia.
Yes, it did.
So, I mean, there were times that people would call up and they would be dedicated on pulling the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, and, Maryland's not excluded from that because
there was not at all a particular
hamlet that was the home of BS. It was called Deal, Maryland.
I remember Deal.
And
sure.
Deal, Maryland had a lot of people that would pretend that the things were really going awry in their lives to win prizes.
It usually involved in Deal, Maryland, Josh. I don't know if you go back this far with this. Deal, Maryland usually involved a neighbor coming over and making love to a wife while the husband knew it, and he wasn't letting them in on it yet because he wanted some sort of revenge that usually involved a trip to a boxing match.
We digress.
We do, but that's the history of it right there.
Sounds like Deal.
The guy is not a step or two out of his truck. I'm in the driveway,
yeah,
and I smell the bullshit. Already.
Wow.
Just the vibe.
The way he carries himself.
The vibe. And now we can all participate in that. We've all had retail experiences, mm-hmm. Car dealers, service people for your home, where you just get the combination of, it's a combination of A, I know it all.
Sure.
B, I can't really help you without you spending more money than you could have possibly imagined you would have to spend.
That false bravado that and comes up with him.
C, kind of a disdain for the consumer. All right.
I wish I had saved the article because does this not sound like some sort of professional air conditioning narcissist, like we discussed yesterday? He's playing your head is what he's doing.
All right. So here, you want to know my theory?
Yes.
My theory is when he was supposed to clean the condensation line or unclog the we'll get to that too.
The difference
between cleaning and unclogging.
I understand, yes.
Yeah. The horse shit is so thick in this call that it's just... So... My theory going... Hold on a second.
It might be him.
Hold on.
It is. How is your air conditioner running? Is that line unclogged yet?
Sorry about that. I usually mute that, but I didn't. In fact, I never do.
I think Charlie is a 50.
My theory, and the reason it was 76, the day after the guy left.
Right.
And the reason the system crapped out again is because the line wasn't properly flushed out. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So this time I'm like, the very first thing he says alludes to the fact that there is a mechanism, and Josh, you may have heard of this being in Florida, that senses or distributes a line cleaning chemical every couple of times a month that keep the line from getting the algae buildup that cause it to make a
yes.
And I say and obviously this is a very, very expensive procedure. Then I'm also told that right out of the gate the guy says to me, well, I indicated to your wife that we should probably do a chemical flush. I said, well, how much is and by the way, because I sensed the bullshit when he got out of the truck,
yeah.
I am ready for no waiting on adversarial relationship.
Yeah, you're in a defensive crouch to begin with.
So he says, I told your wife that the chemical flush would probably be a good idea. I said, how much is that? He said, it's $330. I said, well, I say good job to her. He didn't like that. He didn't like that. And then he says, well, let me see. We'll flush it with
Can
that,
you go
that
back,
tone.
Rewind 1 second, because what you described earlier was a device that almost sounded like, and correct me if I'm wrong, a little man that lives in your air conditioner and three times a month pours Drano down the tank.
Yes,
and that's what it does?
We can get into the vinegar.
It sticks on the side. That's crazy.
And I just smell, you know, bend me over right now because that is not going to happen. And by the way, to put a little chemical in there and then flush it out again?
Yeah.
And he said, and it takes about 20-25 minutes. Like that's
so he
7 hours long.
He makes $600 an hour.
Yes, he
like
does.
Like a surgeon, he
yes,
does.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Good for him.
And I'm like, no. And then I say, well, no. I said, at one point, before we haven't gotten to the sucking out of the line.
Right? Oh, because there's two procedures.
So I'm skipping ahead here, and I shouldn't do that.
Okay.
So I am on him like flies on poo. I am on time, and I'm watching it. And he... you know, we shut down the breaker, and he goes and he attaches the little shop vac, which you're supposed to put on the end of the condensation line.
Right.
And I hear the, you know, like, sounds like, and so he
was trying to diagnose it by sound?
No, he's using the shop vac.
Oh, you were saying what it sounded
he's
like.
He's using the shop vac to... And I look, and he pulls the thing off, and there is that, they call it Florida snot. It is this nasty, gooey algae that gets caught in the condensation line. And he pulls it out, and the first word, the first concept in my mouth is like, no effing way.
Yeah.
That was done 1 week ago. There's no way. It didn't happen. And then he goes into the whole spiel about buy the unit and the chemical. And after he mentions the chemical, I said, how much is that? $330. I'm like, well, I'd rather, you know, DIY it than that. And he said, no. And he starts to stammer a little bit. These chemicals can hurt your hands.
Yeah. Of course they can. It's, you know, like, what else hurts is paying $300.
I mean,
ouch.
And by the way, go DIY it yourself on YouTube and see how many million people put a little vinegar in the line and flush it out and do that every now and then. Yes.
Yeah, just don't look at their hands because they're completely burned.
If you want to, Mike, go to Dennis Murphy's YouTube page and he'll tell you.
Burned down through the skin, muscle, tissue, all the way to the little fingers. Mm-hmm. Now here's the nit of pick, the pick of nit, the really nit of pick, that I just don't like, and it's my thing. All right, my feeling is when you got it, and so at this point he sucks the thing out. He said, "I'm going to go drain the what do they call it, the little tray that catches the water,
the drip pan
underneath the unit." In the garage. That's where the unit is. And I'm like, okay, just if you need me, knock on the door. I go in. At this point, Carla's home. Yeah, she's like, how's it going? I'm like, I'll tell you later. And now, Carla, meanwhile, has paid for the service plan.
Yes.
And the service call 1 week ago was not done to our satisfaction.
Right.
So you have, count them now, two reasons there should be no money out of pocket.
Right.
And I'm here to say there was no money out of pocket. He drains the thing, and here's the pick of nit. The nit of pick is all of a sudden I hear the door open and he just walks right into the house. For my money, if you're doing service, maybe just a little tap, tap, tap on the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might have a dog in there, but it doesn't do that.
Might be naked.
But yeah, might be naked. Might be fornicating on my living room floor. Come on.
Maybe
now.
He was hoping.
I don't care for that.
And, no, that's a little too friendly.
It went along with his overconfident grifter bullshit spiel. And I'm, you know, and by the way, I am keeping it together. I am not being rude. I am not, other than that first little thing, I'm just saying, well, we can't afford that right now, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. And at this point, he said, as we're saying, well, you're all set. It should be good to go. But I would consider doing the chemical flush or, you know, getting that piece of equipment, because really, now that we've flushed it, you know, the next time we come out, that will not be a free service call. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding?
So,
I said,
so
first
does
of all,
the service plan cover.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Because what he's doing is maintenance, and the way that you sell a service plan is maintaining.
I agree, Scoob. I'm going to move the hell out of the state.
Yeah. Normally, a service plan would include like that chemical clean once a year or something.
Yeah, because they don't want to have a huge repair. They want to prevent repairs. That's mm-hmm. why they're making you buy the service plan.
Right. Right.
And up till now, how many times?
The fourth leg of this would be, you ain't going to get one more thing that is obligated to do. He isn't going to lift a fucking finger to do anything above the, and certainly nothing, but he will sell. And probably he's not the one reaping the rewards of that sale. He just likes to do it.
Oh,
right?
I bet he gets
maybe
a
commission.
Or so.
Maybe a commission.
Now,
I don't know.
You've been in that house for a long time.
Yes.
How often have you had an air conditioning issue based on not flushing that tube?
I'd say three, maybe four times total in the time I've been in the house.
But over years and years.
Here. Josh, you've probably had that happen too. It happens down here, you know?
Yeah, but that's over years and years. He's trying to indicate that it's going to happen again next week.
No,
it's not.
I think the reason it happened a week later had nothing to do with the chemical flush. It had everything to do with it. He didn't bother really sucking out all the goo from that line.
He didn't do
it. It was the same goo that was in there a week ago, you son of a...
Wow.
Do you think the difference was you standing over his shoulder and watching?
In what way?
Versus Carla just trusting him that he was doing his job.
Yeah, he'll be more thorough if you're watching.
I have absolutely no way of validating that feeling, but I sure as shit felt like it. Sure felt like there was an awful lot of that crap that came out, like maybe it was done the first time really good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's
but
it.
I think that generally Carla would get better service than you.
Carla was on the phone, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She could have looked like
the
lady.
The
she could have been like the lady of first impressions, the director. He doesn't know what she looked like.
Yeah. So that was, you know, I have now, and Rob, you were at the house when we got one of those guys. They
I remember,
go,
yeah.
Some of them are absolutely above and beyond. Absolutely above and
the
beyond.
The guy that
couldn't
came when I
more.
Was there was shitty and he left a drill
was
behind.
Was a shyster.
And you kept the drill.
Was a shyster,
it
right?
It was horrible, yeah.
All they're doing is trying to upsell. That's it. Their job, in their mind, is upsell. For everybody in this industry, all right? Please, please, understand your job is to come out and help people that bought the insanely overpriced unit for the house this size and not to come out and try to squeeze every flipping dime out of a consumer that you possibly
and
can.
Because of the service plan, they already have your money.
JLP is on a roll today. He said everyone would feel more comfortable around Carla. That is true. I know. Carla tells me JLP design that I don't feel enough joy. And perhaps that. But I feel as though.
Do any of us?
When I go through this, Rob, I feel as though, you know, Rob and I had a period of time in our professional career where we had a standard line that we would say on the show and we say to each other, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Well,
you know?
And so. They generally do most of their service on people who feel stuck. What are you going to do? Yep. You need air conditioning.
Yeah, right. You know, it's air conditioning is almost of a victim situation as much as a car. When you're having a car repaired and they tell you what you need.
You're trapped.
Because you're trapped. And
you're absolutely
and now
trapped.
In this day and age, you really don't have the, I mean, unless you're an ASE certified mechanic, you can't argue it. Because you don't know. You don't have the computer that runs the car. Mm-hmm. You have to go with them, and I hate that. I hate it.
Scoob says, I am waiting for my apology from Rob. Remember, he wanted to find a better price for his cataract surgery. I'm not sure what that. What is that?
Scoob, I'm sorry that you wrote a message that nobody understands. I apologize for
what
that.
What did he mean? Do you know what he means? Well,
I think he might have said he thought he could help me get a better deal on my eyes. But instead, I'm living like it's a Charles Dickens novel where I'm going blind and I can't afford to fix it.
Well, Scoob is an eye surgeon.
Is he?
Oh, is he?
No, he's not. No, not at all. All right. Well, that's it. Caveat emptor.
Yes, let the buyer be air. Yeah.
Beware.
But the buyer beware.
Not let the buyer be air. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
But that's actually sort of a pun based on what you were doing, even though it was unintentional.
Oh, there you go. You got away with it. We'll take a break, step out for a second, come back with some tidbits and more on the Mike O'Mara Show. S&D, there you go. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out.
Yeah, what's up, boy?
Hey, you're pulling out the Mel Blanc stuff.
Yeah. News time, everybody.
The bits of Tid.
For years and years and years and years, ladies and gentlemen, I'm someone who really liked the fact that, you know, if you were over here and you were born here, you were an American citizen. It was kind of our law for a long time. Well, listen to this. The Supreme Court dealt a significant blow to President Trump's efforts to restrict birthright citizenship, rejecting an executive order that would have limited longstanding rights to automatic citizenship for children born in the United States. The Supreme Court said, no. You don't get to mess with that. There you go. The decision ends more than a decade of legal fighting on the issue. Trump responded by calling the ruling bad for the country and urging Congress to pursue legislation instead. Though legal experts say passing such a change through Congress would face significant obstacles, the ruling impacts a deeply partisan issue that's been central to immigration debates in recent years. I'm just somebody who believes if you're born here, you're here. That's it.
That's, you know? I wonder how Josh feels, because I know that most of his children, he went out of town. He had them in Honduras.
Yes.
So, Josh, how does this affect you?
The Honduran citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No effect for me.
Okay, good.
It's okay.
Okay. Just double checking. We want to make sure everything's on the up and up. Authorities in Monaco. I've always wanted to visit that part of the country.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
I would love to be over there. However, they're having problems. They're investigating after an explosive device hidden in a package detonated at an apartment building, seriously injuring three people, including a child. According to Monaco's prosecutor, a man delivered the package Monday, and it exploded when three residents opened their door the following day. The incident has sparked a cross-border investigation as officials work to identify the person responsible. The attack marks a rare violent incident in the typically quiet and very affluent principality. Always wanted to see that. Always wanted to go to that Monaco casino where James Bond goes.
If they've lost, that's like 10% of the population if three people died. That's going to hurt them a lot. So.
Being the two of us thinking
you don't think of Princess Grace when you think of Monaco?
I do.
Yeah.
Grace Kelly. Oh, my God. Prettiest. Talk about knockout.
Yeah.
My God,
you can
Rob
say it. Absolutely.
The Michael Jackson biopic has officially become the highest grossing biopic of all time. Surprise, surprise.
I bought a few tickets. They can send me a thank you note.
$977 million dollars worldwide. That's how
did
much
you ever
it's
see
made.
It? I know. Nope. Josh saw it. You never saw it. You would like it, I think.
Oh,
I think
I might would. Give yeah, it a look. Fun. Just doesn't, you know, it's not something that's on the top of my list. But it does have that historic achievement. It actually surpassed Oppenheimer's previous record for the genre. This is the kind of box office milestone that doesn't come around very often, and it shows just how much audiences connected with this particular story. This is the music. This is the fame. This is the life in show business. It's all of that.
I think it was because Oppenheimer was too long. And also, anytime Oppenheimer sang, it was not the original tracks. They had to recreate them.
That was Cillian Killian Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long movie. I remember I learned something is that you mustn't take Lasix if you go see Oppenheimer.
That's Oppenheimer. And Oppenheimer was in one of my favorite shows. You remember, don't you?
Jess Oppenheimer?
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Apologize for being late to the party on that show, but I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a huge milestone, and congratulations to them. Now, here's a quiz about what's been on the show lately.
All right.
Who was the artist I said I would go see with my son? Do you remember?
Oh, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Just weeks after.
Her name means two lips.
Does it really?
Good.
Sounds right.
That's a little, you know, I don't know if you were trying for that, but it worked for me. That was actually a pretty good pun.
Thank you.
Just weeks after saying I do to actor Callum Turner in a London ceremony.
I do a.
Dua Lipa. I do a. Stop it. We're old.
You stop it.
This is not nice. We shouldn't
You're
be
right.
doing this.
You're right.
She is already making headlines with a new passion project, launching a library dedicated to banned books at the iconic Livraria Lello Bookshop in Portugal. The collection.
Oh, the stadium.
did you design the Estadio Olimpico?
That's what I was trying to think
The collection features around 100 carefully selected titles that challenge censorship, power, and exclusion. It's a meaningful move that blends her love of music, activism, and literature into something truly unique. And we love you for it, Dua.
Yeah.
Way to go. That's
Open
awesome.
Mic will be there. You can check it out there because it's no longer available online because everyone crushed it.
Oh, you, did banned. You design the Estadio Olimpica?
Dua Lipa, does your name mean two lips?
Hi, Mary. Name's Norm. I'm a pizza delivery guy. We're just doing the whole Something About Mary screenplay right here. Let's move on, shall we? It's important. Netflix is using artificial intelligence to bring back Gene Wilder's voice for a new Willy Wonka reality competition series called The Golden Ticket, set to premiere September 23rd. The 9-episode show will follow 12 contestants as they face challenges in a reimagined chocolate factory with an AI version of Wilder serving as the narrator. I might be guilty of wanting
Mike,
to
I
be.
I wanted to discuss this during the bonus show because there's something about this that doesn't ring true, but I can show you the teaser trailer, and it seems to me that they've gotten Gene Wilder's voice okay, but the voice they have for Gene Wilder is not the Wonka voice.
Yeah, the voice is wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, the voice is wrong, but let's take a look at the preview.
That's going to suck as far as I'm concerned.
But the visual nails the movie.
It does, and also they've brought back one original Oompa Loompa from the 1971 feature. Let's take a look.
For the first time in decades, I'm opening my beloved chocolate factory.
A whole new generation of real-life golden ticket holders will compete for a life-changing prize. Or say a most unfortunate goodbye. Marvel at the magic you remember and delight in my newest wonders beyond imagination. The most extraordinary competition on Earth is about to begin.
Hi. Where are we?
Oh my God.
Wow.
There's no turning back now.
You're
gonna watch
your
maybe you're gonna watch it for maybe 10 minutes of the first episode, if that. But here's the problem. I've listened to the Wonka voice. A lot of times. And that's Gene Wilder from like The Producers, and that's Gene Wilder from Bonnie and Clyde when he was like a nebbish. He's a scary wizard type in Wonka. I mean, it's a horrifying also
the
movie.
Voice. It's the voice he's using when they're in the boat on the tunnel, that soft-spoken voice.
No, but it builds up. It does build up.
That's when I do, that's my Gene Wilder impersonation, you know. There's no really way of knowing.
See,
just
that's closer
where
to
we're
Wonka
going.
Than what the, Mike is doing it better than AI right now.
And
absolutely.
Charlie, and Charlie, I mean, he's Gene Wilder. He's Gene Wilder.
I'm Mike O'Mara.
No. The AI is a little too low.
Little low, but the nostalgia sucks me in. And you're right, Rob. I'll probably
watch it for 10 minutes. And look at the contestant. Now, if they did a scary competition series with kids, then maybe. But these
and by the way, the teaser, the trailer for it, all the, Carla wanting to be a slot influencer right now, every single slot influencer online right now, every single cover page is like this.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And they do that in the trailer, too. The way
Do you
that,
think that Mr. and Mrs. Gloop have an opinion on this movie? I know that they've said.
I usually have to have something. Feel sorry for Wonka. Went to cost him a fortune in fudge.
I could quote every line from that. I love that movie so much.
It
was really
perfectly released to scare the hell out of me and ruin me as a child.
Is that what it is?
One of the things. I remember the first time it aired on primetime television.
That's why he doesn't love it as much as we do.
I love the movie now. And I'll go on a stump and talk about how every good kids movie should horrify you at least a little bit.
There's no way we're knowing.
But when you sit down at age 3 and they're saying there's a kids movie on TV and it's that horrifying, it did mess with my head a lot. But the most horrifying thing of all is a story that I don't feel comfortable telling on this podcast, but maybe I can tell you it on the bonus show this week.
That's
the
a great
most
tease.
Horrifying fact, and it's tragic and sad. It's not funny. And it's just a horrifying fact about the production of the movie. No. Yes.
I hope it's about Slugworth.
It's not.
I hope it's about Florida snot. No, that's
it
my
is
cooling
about Florida
system.
Snot. That's what they filled the Chocolate River with.
Very, very exciting. Finally today, up in Canada's Great White North, the Northwest Territories, local police responded to what they officially deemed a bizarre incident. A 63-year-old man allegedly stole a kayak and decided to take it out for a spin on Lake Marion. You know, she's a wonderful lake, Lake Marion.
Red hot.
She
red
really
hot.
Is. Yeah. I'm Lake Marion. Ain't that a bitch? I'm all over the place today. The problem, he didn't
Lake
have a paddle.
Barry.
He didn't have a paddle for his kayak, so he grabbed a plastic winter snow shovel instead. According to the CBC News report, the man was so heavily intoxicated that he got stuck out in the middle of the lake, unable to figure out how to shovel his way back
you
to shore.
You can't shovel water.
My favorite police department, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, had to rescue him, and that's no small task when you're trying to make those horses swim out into the middle of the lake. They got him out of the water before immediately booking him for impaired operation of a vessel. I love you, Canada. Oh, Canada. That's it. We thank you very much for that. And more coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
James Malloy. Thank you, James Malloy, for $20.
Super chat. Pay attention to the music you got to play for me, please. Come on now. I'll handle the comments. You play the music. Thank you.
Sometimes don't see them. We want to make sure we thank him.
I appreciate it. Navigating life these days, isn't always easy. Trust me, I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family work, sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone, but finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where Rula, R-U-L-A, that's where it comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session, sometimes even $0. It depends on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself should not wait. Get started with Rula today. Mental health care should be affordable and it should be accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you very much, Rula. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Alfonso Schofield.
Lake Marion.
Junior.
That's Marion Barry. There you go.
It's not that important.
Yeah,
I would explain.
What a great
That's man. What you were looking for. I get it. All right. We multitask on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes,
that's
yes.
what we do here. But I want to ask our man, Mr. Spiewak here, about where he lands up on the little brother situation. You know, do you
I
have
don't
any
have
feelings?
One. No. Netflix. I didn't come in here today to wave an anti-Netflix flag, but I am against this reality show that is a Wonka show. And, you know, occasionally I think we've all looked at Netflix movies and we've been disappointed. But last night is the first time that I've ever watched a Netflix movie and I've just felt bad for humanity. And that movie is called Little Brother. And it stars a guy I like, John Cena, and a comic who can be funny. Perhaps you remember him.
See, right there, as soon as you say John Cena, I mean, come on.
He attaches himself to good projects. He's literally a good man. He really is.
He's a good human being. I agree with you there, but
loved what he did at the Oscars when he came out with the envelope over his junk. You thought that was funny.
And I think that he's
good in that superhero
Mario.
Show.
Yeah. Is it Super Mario?
No, superhero. Like superhero. Peacemaker.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, everything he does is kind of I feel like when it comes to John Cena, I almost feel like John Cena the same way I feel about Hugh Jackman, where it's always, I'm the good guy, la-di-da-di-da, goody-two-shoes.
But Hugh Jackman doesn't come off as a likable guy in real life, whereas Cena does.
But you didn't like this movie anyway.
No, and it has a comic that you would recognize, Eric Andre. He was in The Righteous Gemstones as one of the competing megachurch owners, and he's done some stuff. But the story is that John Cena is a real estate agent, and he wants to get on a real estate reality show. And he has always, his whole life, felt like he had to measure up to his big brother, who is played by Christopher Maloney from the NYPD Blue, one of those Our Maloney, why can't I think of the name of the show? The one with Mariska Hargitay. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm just doing my Josh impression.
Oh, okay.
It's one
of my
camera,
pet peeves of the show. Yeah.
But when I'm off, it's because I'm looking stuff up. Like, I'm looking up that this movie has a 45% Rotten Tomato.
It is horrible. And when he was in high school, to get something good on his college application, he joined a Big Brother program and got this little brother. And the little brother turned out to be just a total disaster. And he wants nothing to do with him because now he's got a perfect
life.
How
long did you stay with him?
I watched it in two parts because I watched it and then I went to bed and I got up the next day and I said, Carrie, is there anything left in that movie that I should watch that would redeem it? And she says, not a single thing. So I went back and I finished it despite her recommendation, and it did. It got absolutely worse. I mean, it's not hard to make a raunchy comedy with a laugh in it, but there wasn't a single laugh in it.
I will tell you that I feel as though the content,
Law and Order is what I was thinking of. Thank you, Don Knotts in the chat room.
I feel that content right now is much like it used to be with the networks as well, when there were only three of them. This is the suck time of year for content dropping. They still drop most of the good stuff in the fall. At least that's what it feels like, right?
It feels like it because, I mean, in days of old, summer was a burial ground. If you had a bad pilot or something, they'd drop it in the summer. And I don't know how long Netflix has been sitting on this egg, but they definitely dropped it. And you would think with John Cena, who's a pretty big name, they would have promoted it more. I just happened on it, but I must tell you, run away. Run the other direction.
Is there anything good that you can recommend out there? I wish I could share it. I usually like to try to bring stuff in as soon as I can when I see something worthwhile, but it's been really a slog trying to find something that's decent, you know?
Watch
the World Cup if you like soccer. Yeah. That's
no,
all I can
boo, don't watch that.
Team USA tonight.
Team USA is playing who, do you know? Do you know who they're up against tonight?
I do not know.
The Netherlands, maybe? Or somebody like that? I don't know.
I hear they're playing Team Netflix.
You don't like Netflix. Playing. Rob, you are really panning
I'm bitter on them. I'm bitter on them today.
They'll be okay. They'll be fine.
I agree. And come the fall when they have some good stuff, we'll be in good shape. Look, it's not a good time for it.
I don't hate all superhero stuff. As a matter of fact, when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen, there is the, well, I'll be honest with you, it's the best Batman. It's the best Batman there's ever been.
Are you coming, Mike? Are you going to again talk about... I remember you couldn't stop talking about Batman for years.
I am a Batman person. And,
you are. A Batmaniac.
I'm a Batmaniac and the best Batman ever when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. But first...
It's exciting.
In the works of noted anti-vaxxer Josh the Stilt Stroka... Let me try that again. Isn't it in the words and not in the works? That's where I fucked up to begin with, because it's in the words, not
it
in,
should
the
be
works.
In the words. If I have a typographical error, I'll own that. I can't believe I fucked that up because I love this joke.
In the words of noted anti-vaxxer Josh the Stilt Sroka, grill, baby, grill. He's always saying that. But to be fair, we all say it because we love Omaha Steak Burgers. They are ideal for the Sester Centennial, and they're on sale. And if you have a little crumb cruncher running around the house that has 750 sleepovers a month, you can feed those burgers to the little crumb crunchers as well. Declare independence from lousy beef. It is really the best. They're big, thick, juicy burgers, steakhouse quality behemoths made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, beef brisket, and sirloin. This is great burger royalty, and it's only $99.99. You get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That is 28 delicious reasons to celebrate America as we grab some beefy goodness. They go straight from freezer to grill to your belly. Omaha, it means life, liberty, and the pursuit of condiments. So get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. You gonna love it, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers, 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. Terms apply. See site for details. And remember, you can't have red, white, and blue without red meat. Time for the best Batman ever with Josh. He knows him.
So, the police in Western Mexico are on the search for a Mexican Batman. And what this guy is doing is, there are 34 cases so far where Mexican Batman has struck.
What does he do when he strikes?
He's going after people who steal motorcycles.
Oh, and so he is does, actually crime
he's
fighting.
Vigilante. Yes. He will go after people who steal motorcycles, duct tape them to a lamppost, and write Ratero on their forehead, which means thief, and then either draw a mustache or cat whiskers on the faces.
Ah, wow. And then
he just leaves. 34 times he has struck. No one knows who he is.
Wow. This is a real-life Batman. El Batman. Yes, Rolando. El Batman has struck again, ladies and gentlemen. I love this. This is good.
I can't think of any time in recent history we've had any sort of vigilante actually fighting for good in
not
the
in
United
this country.
States.
Not
right.
in this country, but our Mexican neighbors, That's they've right. got it. They've got mm-hmm. the crime fighting. Why don't we mm-hmm. have it? You know, isn't this a perfect time for an American crime fighter, for a Captain America,
yeah,
for somebody
John
to go
Cena
out there?
Would be great.
Well, John, but you just panned his movie on Netflix. So
yeah, and I said I love him. You see, it was a bad project for him. Mm-hmm. What he needs to do is fight crime.
That would right? be a better project.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, might not as much money.
No, I wish we had someone in America that does this. Everyone's too self-focused, I guess.
What about Chuck Schumer?
Why Chuck Schumer? Because somebody put it in the comments today?
No, because...
Is that why? Did that pop into your brain because
I was thinking because he's a guy who loves this country and seems strong.
By the way, speaking of crime, I am letting my son...
Yes.
Now, it's summertime. Yes. I am letting him sneak into the neighborhood next door and fish with a friend or by himself. I'm letting
Absolutely.
Him do it. So I guess the way he explains it, the other day, an old lady got into his kitchen and said, "Where do you live?" And he made up the... He mentioned our old neighborhood to make it sound like he lives there. He says, "Wait, are you an O'Mara?" That's what she said.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So the lady kicking him out, knows me. But, of course, no name from her, you know?
No.
So let me just look. I value all my acquaintances, all the people I've come in contact with. So let me just say this unequivocally, okay?
Yeah, please.
Bitch.
Oh.
The next time you're going to threaten my kid and try to throw him out of your neighborhood, why don't you identify yourself, especially if you're going to use our name, our family name, okay? And, oh, in the meantime, get a life. He's a child, and he's fishing. Is that such a heinous crime?
Mike, remember the words of Major Bill Smith, who said, "Would you identify yourself?"
Identify yourself, please.
And if it is a major crime, duct tape him to a tree.
Yeah, exactly. Or duct tape the lady to a tree.
God, thank God this isn't local
and whiskers.
Radio. Can you imagine this is back in the heyday local radio? You realize that, you know, I'd come home and it'd be like I'd look at my son on a telephone pole going,
and meanwhile you'd hear, because all the sirens would be there.
What is horrible. It? And by the way, if you want to, you can watch for an hour, you can watch little clips of Karen's. All over the internet yelling about people who are fishing. They're coming down their bank in back of their house and yelling at a person in a canoe or a boat that's fishing out in the river because they're just such assholes.
No, it's because all these women are so focused on themselves, they think that guy in the canoe is spying through their windows.
Well, now...
No, they have to protect the creatures, Mike. Otherwise, they have nothing else to blame the smell of fish on.
Now that's an interesting point you bring up, because but it still doesn't apply if you're on a body of water that's a public waterway and you see people, but just these old guys that are, you know, I saw one where a 70-year-old guy physically attacked a kid, and it's just so, what is wrong? What is wrong with America where this is what we care about? What the frig is wrong with America?
I was around kids this past weekend, my cousins. A lot of my cousins now have 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. And to watch them run around and be kids and do what kids do, God, it was just so good to not see them buried in a screen. Let kids be kids.
Amen.
You know, you're not protecting koi out there. It's garbage fish in a garbage body of water. Let them catch them.
And that's the one. So, I mean, if a Mexican Batman comes up here to Florida and decides to put my kid, wrap him around a tree. But those kids are stealing.
Yeah.
My kid has a pretty damn good sense of right and wrong. And he really does. And he knows because there are kids in this. Like, any neighborhood is going to have kids that do things that are okay and things that really aren't okay. And that happens in every neighborhood. And my son is articulated to me, along with another neighbor kid that's a pretty decent human being, that, we don't hang around with this kid because he's out with his buddies and he's vaping and he's doing that. And that's cool, right?
The only thing I think your son ever did is he stole my heart.
You're talking about... What the fuck is wrong with you? Really? What the fuck?
You're talking
is wrong
about
with
him
you?
Knowing what? Right and wrong.
Jesus, you mock me.
You know,
I don't mock you at all. I'm saying he's a good kid. The
I
only
don't
thing
mock
he ever stole.
Your kid.
Well, help yourself. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't mocking your kid. I was actually reinforcing what you
I
said.
I know. It's just I don't understand. I get agitated. And this is probably why Carly tells me I don't feel joy. That something that minuscule, when there are... So many
things
wrong
to worry about. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Really,
would you like
insane.
To see video of one of those 76-year-olds?
I'd love to.
Oh,
I'd
excellent.
Love to see. Thank you, Josh. Mm-hmm. That's very, very timely. I appreciate
welcome
that.
Welcome to my thrifty
no.
It is Tuesday. We're going to rig the fish.
Hi, Larry.
Tomorrow we leave on our
good job, Josh.
He's orange.
13 days. We're going to Peach. Columbus, Ohio, and then on to Springfield, Ohio, for a family reunion.
Okay.
So
is Dave wearing orange? Larry?
Getting dressed was very complicated.
Oh, no.
I had so many things packed, and I didn't want to unpack anything, so
yeah,
I had to see what I had that I could wear.
Right.
So I managed to decide to wear this, and then I found, because
wearing his white linen pants again.
And they are pulled up way high.
This is a wonderful seersucker shirt.
Is that belt?
Little patches. It's patchwork, but it's all seersucker in these gorgeous colors, and I really like this shirt.
I do, too.
I don't need to really wear it. Mm. This is Bell.
Do I see Dave in the back? I do. I see Dave in the background.
Oh, Dave! Oh. Dave missed his cue.
Pants yeah. Hagar from Belk, of course.
Belk.
White boat shoes.
Dave. All right, come on, Larry.
We're going to leave about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's a 5-hour drive. We'll stop halfway to Columbus. Have a nice dinner.
That's why Dave poked out. It was taking so long.
Dave's like, "What are you doing? Let's see what Dave is wearing. Come on, Dave. Here he comes." Dave's going, it's about effing time.
Dave is wearing the turquoise shirt. Oh, and I like this. I don't remember
Don't pretend you haven't seen it 100 times.
My shades of green and the turquoise, white pants.
There you go, Dave.
Buying a little camera,
All right, there you go.
Sunflower pen, and you have two hats.
Deciding which.
Oh.
The white hat.
Did he think he brought him a hat?
I don't know, but we
he said he tried to choose
the white one.
I like the white one. Yeah. I like the white one. Absolutely.
And then, of course, it'll match mine better if you wear the white one.
Of course.
One.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Day.
See you later. Thanks.
You know, when he said he had a hard time getting dressed, it was because he had so much stuff packed up. I thought it was the buttons.
Whatever. We'll take a break.
We must.
Do you have beautiful video for us
today? I do, Mike.
Very
exciting. Really do.
Very, very exciting. Feel joy, Mike.
I really do.
Feel joy. Joy is the best thing to have.
No, joy is
the best. Listen, everybody, if you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we have you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same weird late night impulse purchases. The only difference, Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this particular podcast. We started with them, then they stopped doing it with us, then we started up again, and we need you to go through this link. It supports us like you would not believe. Need dog food, gadgets, paper towels, a life-sized inflatable cardboard cutout of Burt Lancaster. Ah, where are the oyster crackers?
Exactly what I wanted, Mike. Thank you.
We're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. We appreciate that. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep this show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com. Shop, support, repeat, and don't forget the oyster crackers.
Hey, I like that.
Bill Hader.
Beautiful video.
I also
Jerry Todd.
The lemons.
The lemon. Ah, the lemons.
The lemons.
You put a bottle of gold perfume up there. Back. Susan Sarandon. Yeah, way back.
Very then. Young. And the scene is not too creepy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk music. I know you brought in bluegrass music at the front of the show.
Yep.
I want to ask you about jazz. And actually, I want Josh's take on this. Josh, are you familiar at all with the song Take Five? Do you know the song? Jazz classic, Dave Brubeck.
Not by the name.
All right, I think you might know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Okay, great song, very from a great album.
Josh, sometimes Josh, I look at Josh and it says, he looks so pained when he said that. It's just he's sitting there. This is, I will do the last minute and a half of Josh Soroka.
Okay.
All right. Rob, do your whole spiel. Do your whole spiel.
Okay. So this is a classic jazz cut from Dave Brubeck from an amazing album. And I want to know if you perhaps recognize this.
I know that.
Sometimes
I forget I'm on camera and I was focused on the music. Focused on listening.
Now, it has a great texture, that song. It has a feel to it. And that's one of the reasons it feels that way is because it's done in minor. Now, I found a guy that takes well-known compositions and he goes on YouTube and plays them in a major chord.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because I'm screwed up or I can't feel joy,
But this version of Take Five brings me great joy.
One of ruining minor songs by turning them major until I find the most cursed one.
Essentially turned it into a child song.
Yes!
Sounded.
I think that's so funny. I can't explain why it brings me the joy.
No, because you are a musicologist and you love music and you listen to music all the time, more than I do. And I'm somebody who has played music and has played music with bands, and I love it too, simply because he does essentially turn from a minor to a major and ruins the song.
Yeah,
I mean, in totality, that
they're
may
going,
be the
they're jumping
example.
Up and down in the chat room. It's called Take Five because the meter is 5/4. Okay, mm-hmm. So now we've said it. It's a great album. Just a great album. The movie Back to the Future has a very big following. Not quite Star Wars big, but pretty big.
Oh, and that's because of the space-time continuum, Marty.
And I am a big fan of it. It came out at a perfect time for me. I was like 14 or 15 when it came out. Saw it in the theater multiple times. And there is now a company, and I want to get the name of this right. The company is called From the Future Events. And what they do is you can hire them to do Back to the Future-styled events for you. And one of the things they will do is they will take you to the house they used in California for Doc Brown's house and recreate a scene. It's just so nutty. I want you to see the original scene.
Are you confused by this setup, Josh? I am. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think I'm following along. So okay, you play so that, and they recreate a scene of the movie.
Exactly.
So you feel like you're in the movie.
So I'm going to play you. Hold on. Slow down, please. We have all time. Right. You mean this is like an amusement park thing? Is this a
It's a company.
Racket?
I would call them an events company. And what they will do is they will recreate scenes for you at the location where they were shot.
And you pay the company, mm-hmm. you bring a gaggle of friends
yes.
to make a movie scene. What are they going to do with it?
I don't know, but it works, and there's people taking pictures. Here's the original scene for comparison.
He doesn't want to explain. He doesn't want to explain it.
I think we need to see to understand.
I think it'll make sense if you see it.
Let's take a look.
Okay, here's the original scene from Back to the Future.
The Secretary of the Treasury!
Mark, you gotta listen to me!
I got enough practical jokes for one evening. Good night, future boy!
No, wait, Doc. The bruise. The bruise in your head. I know how that happened. You told me the whole story. You were standing on your toilet, and you were hanging a clock, and you fell, and you hit your head on the sink. And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible.
Very key moment in the movie. It's when Marty and Doc first meet in 1955. So they go out to the house where they shot that scene and hire actors, and someone paid to be a part of this and take photographs.
The Treasury! Doc, wait! I have no time for practical jokes this evening. Good night, future boy!
No, Doc, wait, Doc! The bruise in your head! I know how it happened. You told me the whole story. You were standing on the toilet trying to hang up a clock. You fell and you hit your head on the sink, and that's when you came up with the idea for the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible.
The flux capacitor?
Yeah. It's right over there.
So that's
I'm not sure who I feel sorry for. The people that pay to have that done are the people that were just listening and watching. This.
Why? I don't understand what they paid for.
What are they?
To watch like a live, reenactment of their scene.
They didn't even talk through the door like the movie.
No,
it was at daytime instead of nighttime.
No, they didn't deserve. They didn't. You know what they didn't deserve, Spielak?
They didn't deserve your attention.
Our listeners did not deserve that.
I felt that I was exposing a racket that I do not approve of.
Okay.
I didn't hear it set up as a racket.
It's certainly no, because it wasn't.
I was getting ready to spend my money.
Yeah, good. Why don't you spend your money on a joke book? Okay. Mike, in Danville, Virginia, they got a problem.
Yeah. Danville, Virginia, I know where that is.
Sure. They need sidewalks. Now you're having a good time.
Yes, I am.
They need sidewalks, and they're not they're not providing the sidewalks for the people until the next election, which is why you need to vote for Dr. Gary F. Miller, MD.
Okay.
Because he has promised sidewalks for Danville. Now, he's an older man, but he knows how to use social media.
Okay.
So instead of stumping and doing speeches, he's putting out social videos.
Dr. Gary Miller, we're here on Kemper Road, where we're installing 1,600 feet of brand new sidewalk. When you think about public safety, the first thing that comes to your mind may not be sidewalks, but there are many neighborhoods in Danville that don't have a sidewalk. What happened here?
See, no sidewalk.
Sidewalk represents public safety.
It's can you stop it for a second? You know, when you can walk and appear to be doing a trumpet solo at the same time, that's pretty special stuff. That abdomen is up and down with the walk.
What you don't realize, Mike, is in his pants is a recreated scene from Back to the Future.
Grocery store. It's the path a child walks to school.
I want him to win.
The way a neighbor rolls a wheelchair.
I do too.
Street with a sidewalk is a safer street and a healthier neighborhood. That's why I made a promise in 2022 to bring sidewalks back to Danville. And I'm proud to say that it's finally happening.
What bothers me perhaps the most is that he's a medical doctor as well.
Yes.
Don't you think if you're a medical doctor, you might look into at least what's going on there?
Well, you might look into where you wear your belt.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. But don't you like him? I do, too.
I
can't help it.
But if we go out to dinner, I'm not paying because I bet he's got quite an appetite. Mm-hmm. Let's close with Mariska Hargitay and Jamie Lee Curtis. They're talking.
Ooh, okay.
And I like both of them very much.
I do, too.
But they have a bit of a little bit of a conflict on how to pronounce something very common that really doesn't have to do with their discussion, but I love the fact that they don't have much patience for each other.
Explained to me that you were making a doc. You explained to me that you had come back to Los Angeles, that you had gone through the beginning of the storage unit.
I'm trying not to laugh because you just said Los Angeles.
Okay, we had this argument. And
she says Los Angeles.
Okay, but what do you call it?
Can you play it from the beginning, please?
Yes, but we're not talking.
Please start it from the beginning. I want to hear her say it. I really want to hear it.
It's not quite as emphasized as Mariska seems to think it is.
You explained to me that you were making a doc. You explained to me that you had come back to Los Angeles, that you had gone through the beginning of the storage unit.
I'm trying not to laugh because you just said Los Angeles.
Okay, we had this argument. And
she says Los Angeles.
Okay, but what do you call it? Los Feliz.
Yes, but we're not talking about Los Feliz.
You don't say Los Feliz.
You don't say Los Angeles. Unless
you say Los Angeles.
You don't. And if I had like a jury here, everyone would vote for me. Go ahead.
Hey, who says Los Feliz?
But from now on, I'm going to say.
Okay, somebody, you probably live there. Do you live there in Los Angeles?
Do you say Los Angeles?
So you say Los Angeles?
Nobody says that.
Okay, well, anyway.
You guys, please, God, let's move on. Please, God, let's
move on.
Meow.
I love it. Meow. Go at it, ladies. That's fun. That's like our show. I love
that. I do
that.
Love it.
That's incredible.
I do too.
That's good stuff. and Mike from Yuba leaves the comments with something. All I can say is I completely agree. We have to move on, and we got a taping coming up.
She looked like an inverted candidate from Danville.
Josh, are we letting folks know that we have the live stream coming up, or are we doing a live stream, or are we not doing it? What are we doing?
No live stream. Bonus show is coming out early tomorrow morning because we're taking Thursday and Monday off for the holiday weekend.
So be aware of that, and that'll be on TMOSpodcast.com as well. We appreciate that. And for those of you that, you know, if you're not a subscriber, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I want to say happy 4th of July, but it really hurts me deeply down inside. I don't understand. But, you know, have a happy 4th of July. Yeah. Be careful. Don't blow your fingers off.
Hey, you know what I say? If you subscribe, light fuse and get away.
Yes.
If you don't subscribe, just light the fuse.
Hey, here's the thing. If you don't subscribe to the bonus show content, binge on Amazon through our website.
Perfect.
TMOSpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon icon and just shop till you fart. Really, go for it. Have a fantastic time. And that's your way of benefiting yourself and benefiting us. And it doesn't cost you anything more, okay? There we go. We're pushing it today on the show. We are, because we need you to participate in that. That's the way it works. But have a great holiday weekend, celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States of America. I'm flying to Washington to go to the Great American State Fair. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, Bob.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Meara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
What do I do? So what do I mean? Do drop my pants and fire a rocket?